Some of the readings last week and this week give this kind of paradoxical vision of God. On the one hand, everything is positive. God is mercy. God is love. Don't worry. Everything is going to be fine. And then on the other hand, God is judge. God is watching. Be careful. You could end up outside the kingdom. And these are difficult readings for us because we humans are used to what we might call binary thinking. We don't hold opposites together very easily. It's either this or it's that. Which is it? But for God, these two binary opposites can be held together, and it's just mystery. So, for example, in the Trinity, you have three distinct persons and yet one God. And we will be wrapping our minds around that for the rest of our lives. How is that possible? Three distinct persons and yet one. So giving to each other, so in love that they actually become one. And the sacrament of marriage even becomes a sign of that. The two become one flesh. How is that possible? In many ways, in human terms, it isn't possible, and yet it becomes a sacrament, a sign of what is actually taking place in the Trinity. I've never seen a picture of this, but I've heard that in a church in Germany, there is a mural, and in the painting, God the Father has this huge sword, and he's ready to strike humanity with this sword of judgment. And Christ the Son is holding his hand out with the sword just ready to pierce his hand, holding back the judgment. And then there's Mary standing off to the side, and she's holding out her garment to hide the vision from these bishops behind her because they wouldn't be able to understand. We're those bishops. We have a hard time holding together God's judgment and God's mercy at the same time. It's mystery. And it's not for us to figure out the mystery or to fully comprehend God, but to immerse ourselves in the mystery of that divine judgment, that divine love. And somehow answer the call to live that ourselves. Because we who are created in God's image, we have some of that binary opposite within us. Just think about this. There are times when we are merciful and compassionate and amazingly forgiving and loving. And other times we can lash out with a sharp word before we even think about it. Sometimes we, with certain groups or certain individuals, we find it very easy to be understanding and kind to them, and then other people or other situations rub us the wrong way, and we find it difficult to do that. We are a mystery to ourselves. Who really knows themselves well enough to know how they're going to react in a new situation? It's not really even to figure out ourselves. It's for us to immerse ourselves in the mystery of Christ. We were baptized into the death of Christ. That's a mystery. How can death lead us to life? But baptism is saying exactly that. You can't get to life without going through death. Jesus shows us on the cross that the only way to eternal life, the only way to glory, is through dying. And so we immerse ourselves in this mystery every time we sign ourselves in that font and every time we gather around the altar and remember this sacrificial death that he died for our salvation, that he was willing to undergo the ignominy of the cross, the spitting and the beating and the deriding, and all done by lesser beings than himself, because this is somehow who God is. There's a church in Ravenna, Italy, and it's built somewhat like this, in the sense that it has these clerestory windows along both sides. But it's much taller, and so there's life-size height between the ceiling and the lower part of the windows. So there are mosaics all the way down both sides. And on one side are male martyrs, and they're processing toward the altar. And of course, the altar is always the kingdom. It's the heavenly banquet. So they're carrying in their hands their gift, their offering to God, and it's their martyr's crown. And on the other side are the female martyrs, and they're carrying their martyr's crown. So what is the martyr's crown? It's the giving of their lives. It's Eucharist. That's what we're doing here every Sunday. We're carrying our martyr's crown, giving it. We're offering ourselves. Because what is martyrdom? Some people have the privilege of being able to literally die for Christ. But most of us are dying in 50 other different ways that may not be as glorious as, you know, being burned at the stake or decapitated or whatever the martyrs went through. But we have our little sufferings. And sometimes it's our Lenten sacrifices that are voluntary. Sometimes it's our Friday abstinence that's voluntary. But a lot of it is just stuff that life throws at us that isn't fair. It's the immersion into the mystery of an unfair life. And what do parents say to their children so often when injustice happens? Life isn't fair. And so we learn through the hard knocks of life that somehow we can immerse ourselves in the mystery of life even when there's death all around us, in the mystery of love, divinity, in the midst of suffering and pain and injustice. There's a movie made back in the late 80s, I think, called Missing. And Jack Lemmon plays this father whose son was killed down in some coup in this South American country. And so he goes down to recover his body and to find out what happened and to get some kind of justice. And so he's investigating and interviewing various people. And this one person says to him, "Oh, you Americans, you think everything needs to be fair. You think everything needs to make sense." And we're so guilty of that. We live in a culture where a lot of things do make sense, and you do get what you work for. Now, not always, but we're kind of spoiled in a way, in the sense that we think things should make sense, and we think that life should be fair. And that's why we always have a crucifix in the front of every church. That's the reminder that life isn't fair. That's the reminder that God was willing to undergo unjust suffering for our salvation, and that he invites us into that baptismal death and rising paschal mystery kind of willingness to suffer the injustices of life and to become Christ-like, to become redeemed by that process, to become givers, carrying our martyr's crown, offering it to the glory of God.